As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, August the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, some of that today. Hard facts, always that. And from time to time, we even advance solutions here. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you're certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion, already picking up steam this morning. Or you can simply dial in, call in at area code 512-904-8014 if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access on your phone. Or you can call in from around America and around the world toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome, and especially today. But you may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news, as so many others do, to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. We're going to go into the email basket a little bit today as well. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way, snail mail. My postmistress enjoys that, so do I. Again, it's P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's P.O. Box 96, Occupied America, Exeter, Mo., 65647, open air prison that we live in. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. All of our contact information is posted for your convenience at becomevocallocal.com. Silence deafening continues that. This morning, Bloomberg is definitely firing blanks. Not much on the news today. Cleaning up our desktop here, miscellaneous topics we're going to go into. And, of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But an hour ago found gold trading off 1.04%, down $12.70, trading at $1,213.20 an ounce. Silver, likewise, down 18 cents at $17.81 a troy ounce. Platinum off 15 bucks. Sound like a pattern here? Certainly does to me. Platinum off $15 at $1,491 an ounce, and palladium off 9 at $473 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,209.30 for a low, $1,227.10 for a high. Pretty good spread developing in there, but at $1,213.20, your gold is yet up $271 an ounce at $28.76% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price at $1,218, and everything went to hell in a handbasket shortly thereafter. The SPDR gold shares this morning, the spider on the corner of the web, the GLD, holding 1,299.47 metric tons, ostensibly unchanged overnight, a value on the street at $51.20 billion. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, August the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name remains William Roberts. Back into our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time for all of those out there in radio land just joining us. We find gold trading off of 1.04% at $1,213.20. That's down $12.70 from its rather good and comfy closing yesterday. Silver off 18 cents in early trading at $17.81 an ounce. Platinum off 15 bucks at $1,491. Palladium off 9 at $473. So all the precious metals you can see are down this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 39 at 10,174. The NASDAQ closed down 20 at 2160. And the S&P 500 closed off 4 at 1067. Crude oil this morning so far off $1.16 on those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, trading as they are this morning in Oklahoma at $71.94 a barrel. The U.S. Dollar Index, the ICE Incorporated, theice.com, you can find the website and check it out for yourself. But this U.S. Dollar Index, the trade-weighted basket of currencies, bumps up 0.29% or 29 basis points. And is exchanging, I guess, or is posted at, or is listed at, or is set at, you tell me in this weird world that we live in, at 83.49. Of course, that impacts wildly this morning all of the foreign exchange rates. That's a 29-point move. That's pretty high. But anyway, the foreign exchange rates, you know, it's calamity. It's a sea of red ink. But that's what's going down this morning. The Canadian loonie off 125 basis points drops almost 2 cents. Well, it does drop 2 cents. And it this morning is exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 94 cents. That's a pretty precipitous drop overnight. Mexican peso this morning off 67 basis points, yet still trades or exchanges at 8 cents U.S. The euro this morning holding its ground relatively, 0.38% decline, but at $1.26 U.S. British pound, you want to buy pounds this morning, they dropped 76 basis points in exchange against the U.S. dollar at $1.54 apiece. The Swiss franc, standing its strong and holding its ground, off 14 basis points, and is exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 96 cents. So the Swiss franc and the Canadian loonie are no longer at parity, and for the first time in a long time, the Canadian loonie is trailing the franc. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond yield, the U.S. Treasury yield is 0.46%. This is extremely low. We're setting new ground here. The 10-year is at 2.52, and the 30-year yield's at 3.60%. Of course, that'll be reflected in the mortgage market, and it is. The 15-year fixed mortgage, the 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.09% a month ago to 3.96 this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.61% to 4.53. And, of course, the prime rate stands at 3.25%. This morning we've got some news coming out of the Econo Day, the existing home sales. It has just been released in Washington or wherever they release it. I still don't have the update on it, so I'll just have to give you the market consensus before the announcement. Probably close, maybe, I don't know, we'll see. But existing home sales in June dropped 5.1% following a 2.2% decline the month before. So in 2 months, existing home sales have dropped, what, 7.3%? Not a good sign. Sales for the latest month came in at 5.37 million annual rate and are up 9.8% year to year, compared to a 19.2% in May. Of course, in May, this was April-May time period, that was when the usurper's administration was dumping trillions of your tax dollars into the market. Existing home sales tally the number of previously constructed homes, condos, and co-ops in which a sale closed during the month. Existing home sales, also known as home resales, account for a larger share of the market than new homes and indicate housing market trends, and that from the National Association of Realtors. Not much in the news this morning, I'll tell you that straight up. So we're going to go into information news that has been sent by our listeners. This article sent into by Vicki Davis, we all always enjoy Vicki Davis and her perspective. This out of the Denver Post, denverpost.com. You know, yesterday we were talking about the smart grid. We've been talking about technocracy and looking into that. Well, here's Smart Grid City. This is off, again, the Denver Post. Excel says costly smart grid pilot project in Boulder won't be repeated or, and boy, is this page ever covered up with all kinds of pop-ups. Anyway, won't be repeated or expanded. Mark Jaffe writing for the Denver Post. This is new news. All right. Smart Grid City. The $45 million Boulder-based smart grid experiment will not be repeated or expanded. You see some of this pipe dream stuff, the stuff that comes out of the globalist think tanks. It sounds good on paper, but it just doesn't really play well at the local theater. Not doing good in Boulder. The $45 million Boulder-based smart grid experiment will not be repeated or expanded. David Eves, executive director of Xcel Energy's Public Service Company of Colorado, said Monday. In the past 2 years, the project cost of Smart Grid City, a pilot program designed to better manage electricity distribution and give consumers detailed information about their usage, nearly tripled to $44.8 million. Quote, "We would not do that again over the whole service area," close quote, Eve said in a meeting with the Denver Post. Xcel is seeking to recover the cost of the project in a rate increase proposal before the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. So they make a mistake, then they turn around and they slap you with the club. Of course, we all know that story. The cost drivers were added expenses in laying fiber optic cable to 23,000 homes and for software, according to the company filing with the PUC, that's the Public Utilities Corporation, not the puck, or like the hockey puck. Eves pointed out that Smart Grid City was a first-of-its-kind of experiment and that it is already producing benefits in managing blackouts, voltage surges, and maintenance. Question. The question is, how can we spend 25% as much and get 75% of the benefit? All right? There's your green jobs. There's your green jobs. What is sustainable development? It's sustaining the demand for the environmental and the developmental concerns. The products that are being brought to market by the environmental and developmental concerns could not come to market and could not compete in the market unless they were sustained, unless they were propped up, unless they were shored up, unless they were buoyed up on your backs and mine. All right? I'm telling you. Unbelievable. The city of Boulder had initially supported Xcel's bid to recover the costs, capping its $44.8 million. On Friday, however, the city withdrew from the PUC proceeding. Quote, there is not a clear consensus among the members of the Boulder City Council with regard to the value of Smart Grid City in its present state or the prudence of this investment. The city said in the filing, quote, the governor's energy office is supporting the rate increase as part of an effort to promote new technology. Well, there's your sustainable development. I hope you like it.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. months. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflower XL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so just briefly, yesterday we introduced a little bit more out of the legal research and writing for paralegals, and in the last moments of yesterday's broadcast, I introduced this idea of shepherdizing. When you go in and you're doing federal cases, when you're studying the law, trying to figure out what's going on inside of the legal system as opposed to the lawful system, one of the things, the techniques or the instructions in this course that I'm studying here, the legal research and writing for paralegals, one of the things that the authors point to, and very strongly, is that when you're at some particular point in your research, you've got to get involved with this shepherd. What is shepherd's citations? Well, the task of cite checking usually has two components. One, ensuring that the format of the citations meets the Blue Book standards. No, we're not going to talk about that. And then verifying that the cases cited are still valid. This second component is accomplished through a set of books called Shepherd Citations, and the process is referred to as shepherdizing. Now, there is a bit of a monopoly running in all of this law in the legal process. One of the reasons why there are monopolies in it is because the courts will recognize, and this is the Bar Association and the International Bar Association, their big brother, the bars associations, the courts, will only recognize information if it's provided in a certain way. And so they drive, you know, whether you're pro se litigant or whatever, they drive everybody into the hands, the waiting hands of the West publishers, the Lawyers Co-op, and obviously the Shepherd Citations published by McGraw-Hill. But it's a rather important stage in our studies. You know, if we're going to be competent researchers, we're going to need to understand what's going on in the system. And this shepherd citation is quite the tool the more I study it. And it's a very lengthy chapter that I've been going through. But again, we find that LexisNexis.com has an exclusive on shepherd's citations. And so if you'll go up on the internet and type into your browsers, Shepherd's Citations, Lexis, Nexis, LexisNexis, you should open up the LexisNexis.com website and you'll see more about it. You'll be able to see that it's going to be an expensive proposition for you to do what the lawyers are doing, the attorneys are doing, all right? But it's a very valuable place because you might be looking at a piece of legislation, a statute, or perhaps a court case, and it just blows you away. You're so mad you can't stand it. You're pulling your hair out and you're ready to go on the air, which is a very difficult position for a talk host to be in, and realize, and not realize, I should say, that this has been repealed, it's been overturned, it's been thrown out by courts, and so on and so forth, or that it has been amended, it's been changed considerably over time, and if you don't know how to track the process, you can make yourself be far less credible and basically misinform your audiences if you happen to be heavy into blog writing and things like that. I bring this to your attention because it's a legal tool, it's a research tool I was totally unaware of, and it might be one that you want to take a look at. So again, you can look in and jump in and take a peek and see what you can find out about this idea or this process known as shepherdizing, okay? And this is these are just some of the steps. Just run right down through it. Again, we're talking about a big volume, Shepherd's Citations, many different volumes, a huge publication. You can find it at law libraries in the hard copy if you have access to a law library. If you don't, you'll have to get involved with LexisNexis and maybe buy their service. But these volumes are available, I think, at law libraries still. They might not be. This was published in the 90s. And after the Internet, everything is changing, you know. We're trying to conserve paper, and so we're making it more and more difficult for hard copy anything to be found. But here are just some of the steps. Locate the volume or volumes of Shepherds you need. Examine the front cover of the most recent issue, blah, blah, blah. Select the volumes of Shepherds that contain citations to cases decided after your case was decided. And then it goes through various little steps that you have to do. Scan down the page, looking for the bold numbers, so on. Carefully examine the entries listed, paying particular attention to the parallel citations, the history of the case as it progressed through the court system, its treatment by other cases, and any other sources that, such as annotations and law review articles that discuss your case. Then, if desired, verify that you're shepherdizing correctly by checking one or two sites listed by Shepherds to ensure that your case is, in fact, mentioned by these sites, and then repeat as needed in other volumes of Shepherds. So there's a lot to this idea, or this, actually it's a profession, of being a paralegal. And so if we don't want to come off looking like wingnuts, you know, in tinfoil hat crowd, then we want to at least bring our level of research up to a level of credibility on par with the courts. And these guys have had this system locked up for a long time. In the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 4 here, this published back in the 1950s, but certainly the article dates earlier than that, we find a whole variety. If you go in and look, you know, you've all heard of Black's Law Dictionary. Well, who's Black anyway? Well, Henry Campbell Black, if you want to know. But there's a whole list of Blacks, and they're very unusual. An unusual listing here of people. Adam Black, Frank Sweat Black, Hugo Lafayette Black, James Black, Jeremiah Sullivan Black, John Black, William Murray Black, Joseph Black. These are things that you're not going to get with a wiki search. This is not something that you're going to get when you go up and just type in one person's name. This is one of the difficulties in trying to use the Internet for research, because unless you know these other names, you won't have the information. Whereas in a simple set, and again, I picked this set of encyclopedias up at a flea market for a $20 bill, all right, with a simple glance in the hard copy, it gives you an opportunity to see or track out all the various options that you might overlook. You might not know who the guy's brother is. You might not know who his father was. You might not know their life stories. It could be very difficult to do this research, time-consuming and cumbersome. They might be cousins. You have no idea. But Adams Black, this is rather interesting. I never knew this before. Adam Black, a Scottish publisher, born in Edinburgh, Scotland, February the 20th of 1784, and died there in January the 24th of 1874, kind of an interesting way the numbers work out. In 1808, he began business as a bookseller, and later with his nephew, Charles B. Black, he's a nephew now, Charles B. Black, established a publishing house in Edinburgh. Their most famous publications were the Encyclopedia Britannica and the Waverley Novels. Adam Black was twice the Lord Provost of Edinburgh, and in 1856 to 1865, so here we have someone that's contemporary with Jeremy Bentham. We have somebody that's contemporary with Karl Mordecai Marx. We've got somebody contemporary here with August Comte, okay? 1865 to 1865 represented that city in Parliament. He declined the honor of knighthood, and a statue was erected in Edinburgh in recognition of his public services in 1877. Well, you know, if you don't visit you stumble upon this sort of stuff when you're actually working out of an encyclopedia. The same sort of stuff can happen when you're working in a dictionary, a real one, as opposed to an electronic one. So please don't get too dependent upon the electronic sources. There are other ways, and certainly Shepherds is a good way. There are other ways, there are other publications that we need to remember that do exist and that they are referred to by researchers. Now, off the White House blog this morning, talking about sustainable development, the White House blog this morning, 31,000 homes weatherized in June. All right, here we are in August. But they've been weatherizing houses all summer, and so we'll talk about that right after this.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back under this White House blog, and certainly your calls are welcome today, folks. I'm cleaning up the desktop, going through a variety of stuff, and going through the email basket as well. So if you'd like to call in, whatever topic might be on your mind, certainly be welcome today, 866-841-1065. Again, off the White House blog, 31,000 homes weatherized in June. These are the green jobs, all right? This is the make work that's coming down the pike. All of this is being funded by your tax dollars, you know, your tax money at work. One of the best and the most exciting parts of my job, okay, let's bury the usurper, I guess, is helping make homes and businesses more efficient. Why? The places where we live and work consume 40% of the energy we use in the U.S. Through tune-ups to existing homes or new construction, doing more while using less energy is key to improving our buildings and energy future. Remember, started talking about technocracy. Why? Because we've changed. We've changed. We've moved away from the specious fiat dollar, and we're moving into an energy currency system. All right? Your carbon credits, these carbon markets, one of these days soon it'll be the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and carbon trading. And that's going to be the way it's going to go. We'll quit using USDX unless things change. Last week, we, Barry the Usurper and a royal we announced that during the month of June, more than 31,000 low-income homes nationwide underwent retrofit. So he's going to fill up your car with gas. He's going to, buy you a car. He's going to get you an apartment, and then he's going to weatherize your low-income house, right? Underwent retrofits to use less energy. This month represents the largest number of homes ever upgraded or weatherized in a single month. So they're picking up speed. Through the Recovery Act, more than 80,000 homes will be weatherized across the country this summer. 80,000. How many million units did we mention when we were talking about the housing market here, when we talked about from the economic EconoDay report? Millions and millions. So this is a drop in the bucket, all right? This is like three chicken feathers in the bottom of the pan. Doesn't mean squat. By March 2012, that number will grow to nearly 600,000 homes, each with upgrades better furnaces, insulation, and caulking, okay? Weather stripping, insulation, and better furnaces. On whose dime? On your dime. On your dime. Yeah? It reduces the amount of energy. But look at the dollars. Look at the smart grid project we just talked about, this Xcel company. It doesn't pay in the long run. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul. If it feels good, put another Band-Aid on that sucking chest wound. But when you step back, there's an even bigger trend developing, driven by strong policy and initiatives. It's always policy. Policy. It's coming out of the executive branch. This is not coming from Congress. It's not coming out of the Senate. It will be backed up by the judiciary. It's not coming from a demand of the people. This is a demand that's being created to sustain environmental and developmental concerns. Gene Brady, who has been helping communities in Pennsylvania save energy for 25 years, Gene Brady, probably a community organizer himself, is leading the charge to install and test new in-home energy monitors. New in-home energy monitors. Do we need to go back to the Xcel Company article? All right. It's more expensive going this way, but this is what they're doing to help homeowners make wise choices about energy use. Maine, a state that relies heavily on imported heating oil, they certainly wouldn't have to rely heavily on imported heating oil if we would start providing heating oil out of our own resource bank, but they won't allow us to tap our own oil, has set a target to improve the energy efficiency of all residences and half of the businesses by 2030. Isn't that nice for him? Isn't that nice for Gene Brady? What the hell business is it of you, Gene? Who made you the energy czar in Pennsylvania? Well, he says anyway, this is the usurper writing, obviously. That is good for America, and that's what gets me excited. Well, we don't really want to talk about what gets Barry the usurper excited. We might all have to get into the back of the limousine and find some cocaine. This is an article that was sent in by another listener, Insmort, in the chat room, Vultures in the Nature Conservancy, the conquest of the earth, which mostly means the taking it away from those who have a different complexion or a slightly flatter nose than ourselves, is not a pretty thing when you look into it too much, written by Joseph Conrad out of his Heart of Darkness. This is a rather old article, but certainly timely this morning, October the 1st, 2008, right? Sightings from the catbird seat. Ordinarily, I don't do blogs, but this is a rather interesting piece. Corruption of the Environmental Movement. An interview with Christine McDonald by Paul Comstock. And then they say, please visit the source of this interview, the California Literary Review. The CLR interview, I'll just say CLR. Again, this is an interview. Christine McDonald is a journalist who has written for the Boston Globe, the L.A. Times, Dallas Morning News, and the Chicago Tribune. She's also worked for Conservation International's Global Communications Division. Her book, which was new in 2008, Green Ink, an Environmental Insider, reveals how a good cause has gone bad. All right? A good cause has gone bad. Everybody sends in their money. They get their little stuffed polar bear. All right? They get it in the Nature Conservancy and the World Wildlife Federation. They get their little stuffed polar bear. A little stuffed baby seal that the polar bears like to eat for breakfast on the icebergs. Well, that's what they do. They send in their money. They get the glossy catalog. They sit in the lazy boy in the middle of their living room, surrounded by glossy magazines, and watch the Nature Channel on TV, I suppose, and consider themselves to be environmentalists. Their feet haven't touched natural earth in years, probably in many years. But here, she says this, what do you think is the main problem with the way environmental organizations are currently run? While Conservation International, the Nature Conservancy, and World Wildlife Fund often make important scientific contributions, they cancel out all the good works by taking millions of dollars from corporations in an array of polluting industries. Their contributors include power companies, mining conglomerates, and grain traders. They are fueling the transformation of the last remaining rainforests in Latin America and the Asian Pacific into vast soybean and palm oil plantations. World Wildlife Fund draws the line at oil companies, but CI, TNC, and groups like the Conservation Fund, which work inside the United States, are beholden to BP, ExxonMobil, Chevron Corp, ConocoPhillips, and Shell Oil Company. Corporate moguls, including Roger Scent, the founder of AES Corporation, which operates a dozen of coal-burning plants, and Rob Walton, the chairman of Walmart's board, sit on the boards and directors that run these groups. And you think that you're getting involved in environmental, you know, programs? The whole environmental process is a scam. It's a scheme. You've been taken to the cleaners. You've been hosed. Realize it. Sustainable development makes me want to puke, all right? Makes you want to puke. Straight up. Here's a little thing that was put into the chat room early this morning. Makes you also want to have a little bit of a upchuck. And this one comes from First Things, all right, the Gateway Pundit. Ordinarily, I don't hit this kind of material, but I want to do it this morning. American socialists release names of 70 congressional Democrats in their ranks. And this was posted by a Jim Hoft on Friday, August the 13th of 2010. I don't know Jim Hoft. I don't know this website. I don't know whether this information is true or false. I'll just give it to you the way that it's presented and let the blame fall where it must. But the Socialist Party of America announced in their October 2009 newsletter that 70 congressional Democrats currently belong to their caucus. The admission was recently posted on Scribd.com, that's S-C-R-I-B-D.com, the American Socialist Voters. Here's a question. How many members of the U.S. Congress are also members of the Democratic Socialist, what is DSA, whatever that's supposed to be? And the answer, 70. How many of the DSA members sit on the Judiciary Committee? 11. John Conyers, Tammy Baldwin, Gerald Nadler, Luis Gutierrez, Melvin Watt, Maxine Waters, Hank Johnson, Steve Cohen, Barbara Lee, Robert Wexler, Linda Sanchez. There are 23 Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, of which 11, almost half, are now members of the what? The Democratic Socialist Association? What is the DSA? What is the DSA? What is the DSA? Shame on this writer for not putting it in the front. He didn't put it in the front. So you're supposed to know what DSA is. Maybe it's the Democrat Socialist of America Party or something. Continuing. How many of the DSA? Okay, that's that. Then the co-chairs that go in, and it's a huge list. It's a huge list. You look down through this entire list, and it just shakes you up because many of these people that you've heard about are all open, avowed socialists. Socialists, the American socialists released the names of 70 congressional Democrats in their ranks. You'd think they would at least be, you know, closet socialists, but they're not. They're just right out in your face. Here's another one, going back to the encyclopedia. Hugo Lafayette Black, American jurist, Harlan Clay County, Alabama, February the 27th, 1886. We'll pick him up right after this. Stay tuned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And sliding into the last segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, back to the encyclopedia as we go with Hugo Lafayette Black, an American jurist born in Harlan, Clay County, Alabama, February the 27th of 1886. Educated in the public schools at Ashland, the county seat, worked his way through the University of Alabama, where he received his law degree in 1906. All right? The next year, he began law practice in Birmingham. Served as a police judge for 18 months in 1910 to 1911. In 1915, he was elected solicitor or prosecutor of Jefferson County, Alabama. Served until 1917 when he joined the Army for the First World War service, as so many others did. He entered an officer's training camp at Fort Oglethorpe in Georgia in August 1917, was commissioned captain in the 81st Field Artillery, and then became the adjutant of the 19th Artillery Brigade. At the close of the year, he returned to general practice in Birmingham and also began to take a leading part in local politics. In 1926, he entered a contest for the seat in the United States Senate, vacated by the late Oscar W. Underwood. Black was elected. He was reelected in 1932 and became a loyal supporter of President Franklin, card-carrying communist Roosevelt. As a senator, he became best known for his direction of investigations into ship subsidies and into airmail contracts and into lobbying activities and for his sponsorship of the 30-hour work week bill and of the wage hours bill at the 1937 session. We talked about that 30-hour work week when we were looking at the symposium on man's role in the changing the face of the earth in 1955. Look at these various ways that they continue to reduce your hours and reduce your hours and reduce your hours. This fits in with our discussion yesterday of technocracy. As technocracy, as the technologies improve, your labor becomes, you know, work valued at less and less. You work fewer and fewer hours, which has been a perennial problem. They've known about this. They've seen it coming throughout the Industrial Revolution. What do you do with all of these people? All of the spare time for them. How do you make the most out of them? How do you get back all of the money that you paid to them on this open-air plantation that we live on? All wage slaves as we are. How do you get their money back? You take it back from them by enticing them into the beer and the bread and the circus's lifestyle. Anyway, as a senator, here this is a great champion, right? A champion of law. A man that goes in and does all of this investigation. Apparently, he didn't bother to investigate his ardent, you know, his mentor, Roosevelt. He wasn't interested in what Roosevelt was doing to this country. But just listen up. There's a little bit more to this article. Justice Van, let's see, wage hour bill in the 1937 session. Following the retirement on May 18th of 1937 of Justice Van Devanter from the Supreme Court, the president, that would be Roosevelt, on August the 12th of 1937, nominated Senator Black to the vacancy. Charges were made on the Senate floor that the senator was or had been affiliated with the Ku Klux Klan, This is not the early Ku Klux Klan. This is the second Ku Klux Klan. This was a large political, a large successful, a large national political movement. All right? The first one had one idea. The second one had another idea. We've talked about that in the past. I won't go into it this morning. These charges were played down, and the Senate confirmed the nomination. Senator Black at once took the oath as Associate Justice and departed for Europe. In September, a Pittsburgh journal began publication of a series of articles together with facsimile documents proving that Justice Black had been a member of the Klan in 1926. Black maintained silence in the face of these disclosures, but following his return to the United States, admitted in the course of a radio address that he had been a member of the Klan, but asserted he had soon resigned. You see how that works out. On the eve of American entrance into the Second World War, foreseeing the trend of events, Justice Black on August the 23rd, 1941, publicly stated that the United States must help Russia and Britain defeat Germany to protect American democracy, whatever that cost might be, and we all know that cost. But just another Black in a long list of Blacks that go all the way back to the founding of the Black's Law Dictionaries. It's all part of this inbred system. Why? Why in legal research? Why in the training of paralegals do they drive them back, always back to these same sources? Why will courts not look at any other information? Well, it's because the education system tells you what to think, not how to think. They don't even consider jury nullification. They don't even consider the opportunity of nullifying this draconian legislation. They're never seeking more and more freedom. They're always working inside the system. Why does your judge and the prosecutor work for the same beast, system? Where are you going to find justice inside this system? My answer is that you're not going to find justice inside of this system at all. So there's a lot to consider in that. Let me jump over here. I want to jump to this. Okay, NRSC. As I mentioned yesterday, I received a questionnaire from the National Republican Senatorial Committee. There are 18 questions. It's the 2010 Stop Obama survey. All right. It starts out, it says, the NRSC is leading the Republican Party's effort to take control of the U.S. Senate and effectively cut Barack Obama's term in half, is what they say. I say bury the usurper. We need the active support and the input of every concerned Republican all across the nation. All right? So this is something that they've got an election countdown. As of right at this very moment, there are 69 days, 20 hours, 6 minutes, and 14 sections to Election Day. They got the national debt clock running here, too. So all of the loyal Republicans got this little ditty here in their email box over the weekend, as I did. And then it starts into the questions. And just listen carefully to the questions and see how the dialogue, how the debate is shaped by the use of questioning. if you want to set up a survey. It's very important. I mean, you sit down, and before you get involved with the survey, you create the questions. You've got to shape the debate, all right? So number one, top list, do you believe, and I want you to answer these questions. You're welcome to call in, 866-841-1065. I answered these questions in my response to them. Very rarely do you ever get an opportunity to actually comment, but they had an open comment box. It didn't, there was no limitation on how much material you could enter into it, and so I filled it up. But number one, do you believe that Barack Obama and the Democrats in Congress have, quote-unquote, focused like a laser on creating jobs and getting the economy growing? Focused like a laser on creating jobs and getting the economy going. All right. Is it the role of the federal government and the executive branch to create jobs? Is it their role? My answer to them was this. There can be no doubt that the usurper's administration has opened the door for creation of thousands of government agency stakeholder public and private jobs, as did the prior Bush administration. The loss of freedom and the expense of these agendas are contributing to the destruction of the United States of America, while concentrating more power in the U.S., U.S., the capital, all caps, the government of the United States, and the plethora of legal fictions that are complicit in the destruction of our once sovereign republic, parenthetically, republics. All right? Kind of liked that way of coming back at them on that one. How about you? Does that sound about right? Number two, do you believe that the Democrats' trillion-dollar stimulus, quote-unquote stimulus package, has created jobs and laid the groundwork for long-term economic growth and a revitalized economy? Yes, no, or no opinion? And I replied, yes. As above, the quote-unquote trillions of debt to the Federal Reserve banking system has loaned into existence at interest under the guise of quote-unquote stimulus have created countless jobs. And no, the Keynesian economic model remains as flawed today as when conceived. None can spend their way into prosperity. Right? That was my response to their question. How would you have handled that one? Do you believe that the Democrats' trillion-dollar stimulus package has created jobs? Of course it has. We just talked about 31,000 homes getting caulked and weather-stripped and laid the groundwork for long-term economic growth. How can that possibly be? Creating trillions out of nothing and loaning it into existence and a revitalized economy, how can you saw yourself off at the knees and expect to make it to the end of the race? Not going to happen. That's the Keynesian school of economics, the false and flawed model that one could actually spend their way into prosperity. Doesn't work in my checkbook, probably doesn't work in yours either. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable.
TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, August the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Certainly, log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Jump in our chat room discussion, very lively discussion in there this morning. Fun to be there. You'll enjoy it, too. Or throughout the broadcast, you can pick up the phone if you live in the Austin, Texas area, have unlimited long-distance access. You can call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. A big shout-out to AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. In the first hour, went through a miserable little bit of news. There's not much out there today, folks, not much, at least that I could find on Bloomberg. Bloomberg, paucity of news. Nothing mentioned about Iran. Nothing mentioned about all of the warships in the Persian Gulf and off the coast of China. Nothing mentioned about anything. It's just all a bunch of claptrap, a bunch of eyewash and drivel. Nothing about what's happening in America. Nothing really happening about, you know, about our economic situation at all. Nothing. Just a bunch of garbage. Public notice. Information that might entice you to buy stock shares in somebody's business in this mergers and acquisitions time period that we live in. So I'm resorting to my tabletop, basically. Just going through and browsing a bunch of stuff that I have laying on my radio tables here and looking at the email basket. Back to this 18-question survey. This, again, I received from the National Republican Senatorial Committee. The NRSC, of course, they always end these sorts of things with a plea for more money. Nothing can be solved in politics without your contributions of $50, $100, $500, or $1,000 today, and we need your money immediately. And they do. And they'll take it. And they'll invest it in their own interest, not yours. But anyway, here we are at question number three. Did you know that government employee unions are the number one contributor to the Democratic Party and its candidates for office? Well, I don't know that for sure. And who would? But it certainly paints, you know, that in a rather bad light. I mean, how many people that work for the government contribute to the Republican Party? Whenever, you know, for 8 years, you mean to tell me that nobody was working in government, you know, made any contributions? You know, that's all public information, folks. Your supervisor can look it up and see whether or not you've made any contributions to the Republican, the Democrat, the Socialist, the Libertarian, or Independent, or the Constitution Party, and then they could treat you accordingly. So I don't know for a fact. And again, my replies here, these are just off the cuff. Very rarely do you ever get a chance to reply. But I went beyond the yes-no option, and I said this: collective bargaining is as much a plank of the radical red Republican Party of Lincoln as it has been the equally collectivist, if not simply Marxist, platform of the Democratic Party. The Benthamite, greatest good of the greatest number, remains the number one enemy of the self-reliant individualism these colonies were founded upon. How do you like that for a shot up the bow? Number four. The question is, do you agree The government workers should be paid more than private sector workers who do the same kind of jobs. A yes, no, or no opinion. Do you agree? They're asking for your agreement, as if there was somebody, there was some common agreement here. Do you agree? The government workers should be paid more than private sector workers who do the same kinds of jobs. Yes or no? What would be your answer to that question? Let me make sure I have my phone bank open here in case anyone's calling in. Okay. What would be your answer to that? Do you agree? Should we pay the government workers the same amount of money for the same kind of work as they might find in the private sector? We'll be right back. Your calls are welcome.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Tuesday, August the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. We're going through a survey. That I received from the National Republican Senate Committee over the weekend. I responded to it, as I've said before now several times. It's very rarely that you ever get an opportunity to respond with anything other than a check. And I don't know whether these responses that I sent in will be read by anyone. Maybe they just open the envelope and look for the money, or maybe they go to their PayPal account and they won't open it unless you send $1,000. And if you send $1,000, they'd send you back some kind of a cookie cutter form letter. I don't know whether anybody reads this stuff, and I quite frankly don't care. somebody needs to say something, and so I say things. I become vocal local. And this helps me just to develop spontaneous responses, and that's exactly what these are. I went through this thing. It took me about an hour to complete the survey, but I wasn't doing a lot of premeditated stuff here. This is just my gut feeling. So, again, the question number four, do you agree the government workers should be paid more than private sector workers who do the same kind of job? Are the Republicans intimating they should be paid less or paid not at all? Or the private sector workers should be paid more? Or what? What are they asking? Well, this is my answer, number four. No. Though the Clinton administration set the president that government should attract the best and brightest minds and guarantee them the highest compensation and benefits, government and agency employment ought properly be considered short-term, low to moderate-paying work, including all elected and appointed positions, foremost service to local, state, and federal union, and last an intermediate step in one's career path. Government work ought not be considered a career for life. Many people get involved in this thing. They go up through the G, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. They sit there forever, endlessly. You know, you can have a change of president. You can even have a change of an agency head. But these career people that work for government, they're the ones that really do the work. Have any of you worked in an office? You know that to be true. It's not the civil engineer or the architect necessarily that does all the heavy lifting. It's the drafters, it's the technicians, it's the writers, it's the researchers. It's all the people in their employment. The corporate head usually just walks around pontificating, looking nice in his teal green sweater and his khaki slacks, and maybe goes golfing at 3 after a nice leisurely lunch with a client at noon. You know. But again, do you agree government workers should be paid more? I don't think so. And I don't think it was ever intended that we have this size of a government anyway. Number five. Do you believe that captured foreign terrorists should be given the same legal rights and constitutional privileges as U.S. citizens? Well, initially, I'd have to say, oh, my God, no. Don't treat the terrorists as poorly as you treat us. After all, U.S. citizens are subject to all the pains and the penalties and the taxes and the exactions that this corrupt, despotic government can come up with. God Almighty, let us treat our terrorists more kindly than that. But obviously, they're digging for the terrorist wild card here, and so I respond this way. Terrorism is a form of government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread. Employees of the United States, its agents and contractors, ought treat others engaged in terrorist tactics as they hope to be treated when adjudged guilty of the same. Give them a little pause for thinking. Shall we just go ahead and begin waterboarding Mr. John Ashcroft? Maybe Mr. Holder? How do we treat terrorists in our own midst? Number six, do you support the Obama administration's decision to sue the state of Arizona over its new law, calling for local and state law enforcement agencies to uphold federal immigration laws? Yes, no? Or no opinion? How would you answer that question? What is actually going on in here? Do you support the Obama administration's decision to sue the state? Have we, you know, short-term memory loss here? Have we forgotten that all of this was continued for 8 years under Bush? And there was plenty of discussion about amnesty under the Bush administration. Have we forgotten the Clinton administration? Or how about Herbert Walker Bush? Or how about Ronnie Reagan's? Where do we stop in our inquiry? Well, my answer is this. Number six, in regards to suing the state of Arizona, there is no constitutional government in Washington, D.C. The several states of the Union have no choice but to exercise the powers reserved to the states respectively or to the people. The usurper's administration in waging war upon the states is openly engaged in treason. My response. Number seven, are you in favor of, or you could say, are you opposed to? Are you in favor of, intimating that the Democrats would be opposed to, are you in favor of the United States having the strongest environmental protection policies of any developed nation, regardless of the negative impact such measures have on businesses' ability to compete in the global marketplace? Do you see how loaded that question actually is? Very carefully worded question. A yes, a no, or a no opinion. Are you in favor of the United States having the strongest environmental protection policies of any developed nation? Now, that's the precautionary principle. That's the precautionary principle. Don't put that in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. You don't know where it's been. Before we answer that question, let's go live to Sid in Indiana. Good morning, Sid.
Hey, my friend, how are you today?
Absolutely fired up. And yourself?
I've been up all night. I'm fine. I've been up all night, so I'm kind of fired up myself.
Great. What do you think of this interesting questionnaire?
Well, once again, you're hitting on all cylinders. And I'm in agreement with your answers. It's hard to believe you were firing those right off the cuff, because they're so. But they're intuitive, aren't they? Your answers are kind of intuitive.
Well, they're based on many years of research, first of all, Sid. But at the second time, I've seen so many of these kinds of questionnaires over this last election cycle and the previous election cycles. But as I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. you never get a chance to respond. So I've had these kind of answers rolling around in my mind and ready to burst out. And when you go out into a public meeting and you're actually face-to-face with your senator, yeah, a lot of this stuff is intuitive, but it also a lot of it is just stuff that has been in my mind and on my heart for a long time.
Actually, I say it's intuitive to those of us who have been in the rabbit holes for a while.
Yes.
So that you know you've been studying, you've been researching, so that you know the answers.
Well, I would like to hope that at least I'm on track on some of these things. But you know, Sid, and this is why I brought out the legal research and whatnot. Even I, you know, on a regular basis, I find on a regular basis new material that changes my perspectives all the time. And so one of the things that I learned long ago from Lou Tice at the Pacific Institute, he used to teach that whenever you lock in on one topic, you inevitably lock out something else. Now, hang on the line. We'll come back right after this break and get more of your thoughts. Stay tuned.
Yep, sir.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so working down our way through the National Republican Senate Committee recent survey regarding Obama, and reflecting on some of the commentary that I gave them in my own writing, as we were going into the break, visiting as we are with Sid from Indiana. Folks, if you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so, as Sid has done. The number is 866-841-1065. That's 866-841-1065. 841-1065. Your calls are welcome today as we go through this. I'd like to hear your opinion on some of these questions as well, or maybe you want to take me to task for my answers. But as we were going into the break, Sid, I said, for Lou Tice used to teach all the time, that whenever we lock in on one thing, we inevitably lock out on others. And so part of my research goal has been to avoid those mind locks, to try and remain as open as I can to the continual flood of information, and to benefit from gains and that I've made in my own research. And if and when my opinion on something, my researched opinion, if and when it must change, I will change it. But back to you, Sid. Your thoughts.
Well, Bill, let me ask you this then. Will you take the opinion of your listeners when they tell you you're hitting on all cylinders and take that as you're there? You're not locking in on things and missing other things. I know that you might be, and you have to always be aware of it, but just know this, pal. Day in and day out, you're hitting on all cylinders.
Well, I certainly appreciate I appreciate that very much, Sid. You know, one of the things that really troubles me the most was having to come to grips with this first little bit in my response to them, to be able to say now, after well over 20 years in this process of self-learning, trying to relearn our systems, to be able to confidently say that there is no constitutional government in Washington, D.C., period, at the end of the sentence, was a long reach, because, you want to hope, you can't believe that you've been deceived so badly throughout your entire life, but to finally admit, it's like grief, it's like loss. You know your mother died. Now, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to move forward or not? So, I don't come on the air.
How do we fix it?
Yeah, how do you fix it? Let's go on to the solution. We know that the system is gone. We know that it's surrounded in brass and covered up in glass, in the, as I like to say, in the mausoleum of all things Americana. We know that we have a constitutional republic laying in the background. We know that we have a trust here, a perpetual trust, but these usurpers have stolen it from us, and they have basically, through fraudulent concealment and fraudulent conversion, they've converted everything that are my ancestors. I don't consider myself to be, Sid, a citizen, a U.S. citizen. My ancestors founded this country. I can go right back in the family Bible, and I can see ourselves in this country in the late 1600s. 1600s, moving into the 1700s, we proceeded, well, my grandmothers did, wanted to join the Daughters of the American Revolution. She didn't have to go to the Mormons and make an appeal or pay for genealogical research. She just had to approach them with the family Bible and open it up and let them see for themselves.
That she was, that there, that they were there.
Absolutely. We are the people. We're
her
the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this is what's on my mind. I certainly appreciate your call, Sid. Keep calling in. I have some
other things.
Go ahead.
AI.
Go ahead.
Okay, because I don't want to take up any more time than I have to. There were some things in the news that I wanted to, I don't want to get off on them too long, but there were some things I wanted you to think about. Russia is claiming that we're using super weapons against them. I was hoping maybe you might think about discussing that at a later date.
Okay.
The city of Watsonville, California, is now being picked on by the state of California for taking fluoride out of the water. They're being cited and fined by the state. And those were the two things that I was hoping that maybe you would find time to talk about if you had the mind to.
Well, let me just respond on the Watsonville, California. You know, that's basically the stomping grounds of Michael Shaw, Freedom Advocates. It's the link on the homepage of my website, Become Vocal Local. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if California continued to put the jackboot on Watsonville and that whole La Selva Beach area, because these are places where there are very strong pockets of people who are completely tuned in and understand what sustainable development is, and they're very staunch property rights activists. And so, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me in Watsonville, and no, I don't know and haven't heard anything about us using super weapons against our other ally, Mother Russia, that we spent so much time to build. We have a tendency, Sid, of making the best enemies that money can afford.
Sure. Hey, I love you, brother. Go back to your list. I'm listening intently.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in. Okay, so let's just go back then and look at, again, this continuation of this particular survey. Point by point by point, I'm asking these questions to you, sharing you with you, again, my spontaneous responses to them that I sent back to them, and let's continue. Again, there is no constitutional government in Washington, D.C., and for these people at the Senate level to perpetuate this fraud and to intimate that there is a constitutional government tells me that this person that is putting out this survey, and that this National Republican Senate Committee ought be rounded up and brought before a tribunal, a jury of their peers in a common law court. And if they can be conclusively proved guilty of treason against the several states, they should be hung by their necks until dead. And that's how strongly I feel about it. So let's go on a little bit more. And we're talking about environmental protection policies. Should we have the strongest environmental protection policies? You know that's a deal killer. That's the way that the legal beagles come in and destroy economies. We've been dealing with environmental protection policies. I've been dealing with them all of my life, starting out in high school. As a drafter in a civil engineering firm, I have been exposed to and aware of the environmental, the EPA, all my life. And project after project after project, you fill out the SEPA checklist, you go through the NEPA process, God forbid you should have anything in your short environmental checklist that would trigger an environmental impact assessment. That costs the developer so much money that it will just about, it's like I said, it's a deal killer. Development on that property, forget about it. If we have to go to an environmental impact assessment to get it, we'll sell the property or keep it as a farm and we'll go on to the next piece. This is not good business. I've never been an advocate of waste. I've always been an advocate of wise use, not no use. No one wants to, you know, poop in your own mess kit. No way. But at the same time, we have to realize that in order for a man to stay in business, he's got to be able to make a profit. and to have the strongest environmental protection policies of any developed nation is just going to be an absolute guarantee that we will continue our dependency on foreign oil and foreign resources, and our farmers and our miners will not be able to produce to provide for the United States and all of our needs, and will always be dependent on someone else. So no, that answer became obvious. Number eight, do you support Barry the Usurper's call to ban all drilling for oil and gas in the U.S. coastal waters after the tragic oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico? Suck on stupid, using oil spill, doesn't mention British Petroleum, all right? Even though it's costing tens of thousands of jobs and reducing the supply of fuel. For that answer, you'll have to work. Wait until after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And certainly, if you'd like to call in this morning, you're certainly welcome to do so. It's 866-841-1065, going through the National Republican Senate Committee's Obama 2010 survey, trying to build support, I suppose, for the Republican Party, you know, stuck in the left-right paradigm. Actually, it's not much of a paradigm, but anyway, we all know that. We're not going to go there. But I jumped over my answer, my reply to number seven. So here it is again, question number seven. Are you in favor of the United States having the strongest environmental protection policies of any developed nation, regardless of the negative impact such measures have on business ability to compete in the global marketplace? Well, obviously, they're fishing for an answer. And I'm just going to go ahead and give you mine. No. The number seven, no. Of course, that's the answer they wanted. But now I'm going to give them something they didn't expect. The usurper, July the 19th, 2010, Executive Order 13547, and its accession to the Convention of the Law of the Sea, again demonstrates the open rebellion of his administration and agencies. The continuing implementation of the United Nations Agenda 21, Program of Action for Sustainable Development, is a collectivist cancer become malignant with our body politic. Biocentrism and the green religion it fosters violate the Constitution for the United States of America, prohibition respecting the establishment of a religion. I wonder if anyone in the Senate would like to respond this morning. The number is 866-841-1065. Now, number eight. Do you support Barry the Usurper? Well, they say President Obama. I wouldn't give him that dignity. Called to ban all drilling for oil and gas in the U.S. coastal waters after the tragic oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, making full advantage of the news, you know, public information agencies, public notice, even though it is costing tens of thousands of jobs and reducing the supply of fuel. My answer, number eight, no. No, I don't support that. And here's the answer I gave. The destruction and the loss of the Deepwater Horizon and subsequent rupture of BP PLC's Macondo Prospect well, as more information surfaces, appears to be less an accident and more like a crisis too good to waste. For too long, the several states of America have been denied access to our natural resources, especially the superabundance of abiotic oil, which created scarcity, leaves us vulnerably and needlessly dependent on foreign sources and suppliers. Right. You might not have expected that answer. Number nine, do you believe that Democrat plans, I don't believe that the Democrats have plans, I don't believe that the Democratic and the Republican Party exist, but anyway, do you believe that Democrat plans to create a new federal health care bureaucracy, see, at this point, they're digging for me to say, hey, I want my Medicare Part A and Part B, I want my prescriptions reduced, you know, they're digging for that one, you know, protect my Social Security, they're digging for my support for their entitlements and benefits, they're not going to get it, but do you believe that Democrat plans to create a new federal health care bureaucracy that will set prices for treatments and prescriptions, make payments and collect premiums or taxes, will improve the quality, availability, and cost of the health care you receive? Question, yes, no, or no opinion? My answer is no. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, in total, ought to be repealed. See H.R. 4972. It must pass. But again, nothing the usurper's unconstitutional administration has done or will do can have the force and effect of law. When will the Republican Party initiate the impeachment process? Question mark. Well, will Beelzebub cast out Beelzebub? Question mark. Not going to let him off the hook on this one. All right. Number 10. Do you support raising the eligibility for Social Security? Yes, no, or no opinion. Do you support raising the age of eligibility for Social Security? You know, as you go through life, this money is extorted away from you. All of your life, the money that you could have been using to set aside and save up and increase your wealth so that you could become an employer, who, by the way, they don't deduct Social Security for, you could become an employer, all right, as opposed to an employee. You could become a master instead of a slaveholder, you know. You could move yourself up. No, you can't do that in this country. Through all of the taxes, they always keep you reaching forward and forward again. Should we, as people who have been paying in all their lives, like so many have, should we continually advance the age away from them as they grow older and older and older, never getting to those quote-unquote golden years in their little golden parachute, which amounts nothing to more than chump change and no cola, you know, with their chump change? Should we do that? No, I don't think we should. But let's just go ahead and look at this. Let me see where, if I can find it again. Here it is, number 10. Here's my answer. No, I do not support any of the socialist programs of the 19th and 20th centuries. and Social Security is but one of the plethoras of frauds upon our people that must be brought gently to an end. I don't think they were looking for that answer. Continuing, number 11. Do you believe that raising taxes on the top 1% of income earners will provide the funds needed to pay for Obama's massive expansion of government? Now, of course, you know, the people that contribute, you know, all the time to the National Republican Senate Committee, these are the people that consider themselves to be peers of or contemporaries with the senators. You know, the best of the best, the creme de la creme. We're the ones that go with our toga and sit in the great Colosseum, right? And up or down on the Christians, you know, and the Jews and all the rest of that nonsense. Oh? Do you believe that raising the taxes on the top 1%, shall we go out there and just destroy all the wealthy? No, I don't think so. Not at all. I do not support, again, the socialist, number 11, excuse me. Number 11, no. The U.S. is and has long been hopelessly bankrupt. We cannot tax our way out of the trillions of debt and unfettered liabilities created by the corrupt Congress and Federal Reserve banking system. A debt that cannot be paid, will not be paid, repudiate the debt. I'm confident they were not looking for that. They would rather have us all just beat up on somebody or say, oh no, we cannot raise taxes on the rich. And I don't know which way the Republicans will fall on this one. It'll be interesting to see the results. Number 12. Are you in favor of Barry the Usurper's plan to add $1 trillion of debt to the federal deficit for the next 10 years? Leaving our children and grandchildren with a projected deficit of more than $17 trillion? I'll give you my answer, then I'll give you my comment. 12. I say no. See number 11. And once again, the U.S. is and has been hopelessly bankrupt. We cannot tax our way out of the trillions of debt and unfunded liabilities created by the corrupt Congress and Federal Reserve banking system. A debt that cannot be paid, will not be paid, and so repudiate the debt. Right? We're not going to get there by raising taxes. We're not going to get there by adding trillions of dollars to the debt. You can't do it. It's the flawed Keynesian model. Once again, robbing from Peter to pay Paul. It's not yours to give. And Congress doesn't understand that. Oh, they may understand it. But we looked at the list early in the broadcast. All of the socialists that have embedded in the top. Right? We talk about getting active at the local level and embedding within the established political parties, whether they be Republican or Democrat, as county committee men and county committee women. This is the shortest, the fastest, the most direct route to using the exact same method by which our country was brought low. This is the fastest, the shortest, and the easiest, the least expensive route to seizing. What is the purpose of the political parties? We've gone over it time and again. What is the purpose of a political party? It's to gain the proximity to or complete control of government and none other. Go into the Bible and look it up for yourself. A house divided against itself cannot stand, or a nation divided against itself shall surely fall. What is it, Matthew 12:24? If you want Bible, there it is. Is Beelzebub going to cast out Beelzebub? We just replicate and get inside, do the same way that it was brought down. We won't have to wait anywhere near as many years to make this work. Because we're not trying to necessarily do it clandestinely. We just know that we have to, inside of this democracy that has been created, we just simply need to gain a simple majority position. And the more expediently, the more quickly it can be done, the better. That way the jig's not up. The whole system is guided and controlled by the election laws. Who controls the election laws? The parties. The election laws were written for the established two-party political system, by the two-party political system, to keep all challengers out of the system. You don't want to dog it at this point. You want to move quickly, swiftly. Follow the instructions in Sun Tzu's Manual for War. Move quickly into position before they change the damned election laws and close yet that door too. Okay. Anyway, I'm getting off in a rant there. Back to the list. Where are we at? Here we go. Number 12. Number 13. Do you support cutting the ballistic missile defense program? Isn't that a curious question? Do you support cutting the ballistic missile defense program? Now, of course, everybody's going to think, oh, my God, no. Oh, my God, no. Governments are instituted to protect the blessings of life, liberty, and property. More missiles. More war. Kill the brown people. Kill them all. Let Jesus figure it out.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing, cutting edge talk radio.
And so, of course, if you receive this survey in your email box or perhaps in the in an envelope in your mail, you know, how would you respond to that question? Do you support cutting the ballistic missile defense program? Should we arm up a little bit here? Should we have more missiles, you know? That way we could sit here and, you know, in the United States of America, like Rome, and just, you know, consider ourselves to be the strongest country, and we don't need to worry about what we do to our neighbors. I mean, we're just bristled up here, you know, or armed up. Ready to go. Well, my answer is different. Do I support cutting it? Yes, I do. And I say this, 13, yes, war is a racket. All right, that's the Smedley Butler famous quote. These people ought to be wise enough to know that. And then I say the Hail, capital H, Hail, H-I-L, Bush, capital B, in quotes, the Hail Bush. Now, you might not be aware of what I mean when I say that, but these people certainly would be. You see, throughout all of the Republican Party's platform under the Bush administration, sprinkled like salt and pepper, salted in here and salted in there, there was the actual words, Hail Bush. Hail Bush. Hail Bush. I mean, I just about choked when I was reading that platform. I couldn't believe that they were doing the Hail Bush, you know, Heil Hitler, you know, Hail Caesar. I couldn't believe it was in their platform that they would even publicize that kind of a mentality. But it was there. So again, my answer in regards to cutting the ballistic missiles, yes, war is a racket. The Hail Bush era is past. But the stains of the live burning sacrifice visited upon New York City, Shanksville, and Washington, D.C. are far from forgotten. America has followed a flawed foreign policy for over 100 years. We have created and funded the best enemies, quote-unquote enemies, that money can buy. The established two-party political system may believe the lies, but the people they misrepresent are not fooled. I don't imagine they were anticipating that answer. Continuing, number 14. Do you believe that raising taxes in the middle of a recession is a good economic policy? You know, that's kind of like a no-brainer, right? 14. No, I don't believe it's right. And they were looking for that answer. They wanted me to say no. And here's the rest of my answer. Perhaps it would be the same as yours. Raising taxes is the primary vehicle governments use to wage war at home and abroad. And the Federal Reserve banking system and their collection agency, the Internal Revenue Service. Rethink the educational system, ending the free and gratuitous K-12 program. Get the federal system out in the United Nations system, out of the education system. Socialism is a lot like pregnancy. Stop feeding the beast. I suppose they were ready for that one either. 15. Are you in favor of the federal government taking a permanent ownership of stake in the nation's largest banks? My answer, no. No. Fascism is not the antidote to socialism. Restore our constitutionally limited form of Republican form of representative government and the martial law rule that was implemented under the radical red Republican Party of Lincoln. Reverse the Administrative Procedures Act and end the legal fiction of corporations masquerading as government. Again, end the Federal Reserve banking system as an answer to their question. Not taking a permanent stake in the nation's bank. End the system. Kill the beast. Slay the dragon. 16. Are you willing to pay more in taxes to help prop up? See, prop up, that's sustainable development. Prop up, that's sustain, that's the other way. This is the proper way of saying it. Are you willing to pay more in taxes to, shall we say, sustain the failing U.S. automobile industry and their unionized workforce? Now see, castigating the unions, all right, as if this is a Democratic Party problem. And the Republican Party, from its inception, just another Marxist front group, all right? Again, left, right. And here's my answer, no. See number 15. Most Americans are no longer willing to pay any more taxes to support any aspect of the present Straussian neocon noble lie, city of speech and city of crime. Now, they got to know those words, or they're illiterate and poorly uninformed, you know, poorly informed. Number 17, do you believe that Barry the Usurper and the Democrats in the U.S. Senate should be allowed to appoint anyone they want to the federal courts, regardless of their records or liberal activism? See, this is the Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, the Kagan, the Ashkenazic woman, perhaps lesbian. This is their little, you know, the little stir around on that issue. All right. Do you believe that Barry the Usurper and the Democrats should be allowed to appoint anyone they want to the federal courts? Well, obviously, if you're following the Constitution and they can do it properly, of course they have that right. But here's my answer on number 17. No. George W. Bush was appointed as president by the Supreme Court, prepared for that task. Ours was, at first, a Protestant nation. Our present Supreme Court has been given over to Catholics and Jews with no Protestant justices seated. Upon the usurper's impeachment, appointments made by both King George II and the usurper ought to be removed and replaced. I suppose they were looking for a little bit of their own medicine in that answer. And finally, number 18, do you believe that electing Republicans to the U.S. Senate in 2010 is essential to stopping Obama's agenda. Now, of course, when you write a poll, you're always moving towards this. If you're doing telephone marketing, you ask a certain number of questions. Whenever you're closing sales, you always start out with a couple of no responses, and then you want them to go into the yes responses, and you want them to get them into the nodding their heads, and yes, and yes, and yes, and then do you want to buy this Kirby vacuum cleaner? Yes. And you get your close. You get your sale. So here's their closing argument. Do you believe that electing Republicans to the U.S. Senate in 2010 is essential to stopping Obama's agenda? Yes, no, or no opinion. My answer, no. Now, that might be surprising to some of you. And here's the rest of my answer. There ain't a dime's worth of difference inside the established two-party political system. Quigley's Vote the Rascals Out was as much a tactic when it was penned as it remains today. Jefferson trembled for our country when he reflected that God is just. The best we have to hope for in 2010 is to keep the door revolving. Well, that was my response to the Republican survey. I don't know, maybe it would match up with some of your responses as well. But we are in a tough time. And as they say, we're just days away now from the election. It has been, you know, again, from research, if you look back, you'll see for yourself that the midterms typically change the composition of the House. If you have a Democratic president and a majority in Democratic majority in the House, the midterm will usually take it back to the Republicans. If we just use and follow statistics, you know that you don't have to send any money in on this election. We'll very likely see a substantial reversal, and the number of Republicans will go up dramatically, in the midterm. What happens in 2012 is going to be up to whatever they decide is going to happen in 2012 unless we seize the reins of power ourselves. We're not going to be able to do that as if we remain outside of the system. Between now and 2012, we still have time to embed ourselves within the system. We still have time to be able to strongly influence the outcome of the 2012 election. We're not going to do that from the outside with signs. You're not going to do that with placards. You're not going to do that by sending in money. You actually have to sit on the committees. You have to be part of the county committees right where you are. It's the county committees that run the whole political show, like it or not. And some of the people that sit on the county committees are exceedingly powerful in their own right, very wealthy people, major landholders, feudal lords of the manor, people who hold vast landholdings inside of their counties. They have a large landholding, or perhaps they run a big business in their county, in their precinct. Right? And yet, it's a simple vote up or down for an almost completely unheard of and obscure office on the ballot. Mine was the only campaign in all of the county on the ballot that I'm aware of. Perhaps somebody else was running, but of course, on my election, on my ballot, only the county committeeman and county committee woman for my precinct would appear. You wouldn't know that it was a countywide effort, right? So this is something that we can do and something that we must do. And always and forever, whenever we're looking for solutions, the best place to look is in the mirror. The solution is with you and it's with me. And if we choose to do nothing, as I've said before, I can't tell you where the price of gold is going to close tomorrow or where it'll be 2 years from now. But I can say this, we're going to get the government of our choosing, either the one that we've brought into power or the one they brought into power. Well, that's all for today. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.